Where in the Bible will I find the meaning of the rainbow? Hello, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to this question, we will consult the Holy Word of God. About 1,500 years after God created man, the Scripture says the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every thought of man's heart was evil. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air. For I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6:5-8. Noah was a righteous man, and God told him to build an ark large enough for Noah, his wife, his three sons and their wives, and the creeping things of the earth, animals and birds of the air. While Noah was building the ark, and as a preacher of righteousness, he preached to the people, but they would not listen to him. God caused it to rain for 40 days and nights, and the ark rose up with the water. The world was covered with water, and every creeping thing on earth, all animals and birds of the air, were drowned. Everything, with the exception of those in the ark, perished in the flood. Later, when the ark came to rest upon Mount Ararat, God told Noah to bring his family and all the animals out of the ark. Noah did so, built an altar to God, and worshipped him. God then said, I will make a covenant with you. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And I will give you this sign. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and I will look on it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every creature of all flesh on earth. Genesis 8:15-21, and chapter 9:11-17. So, when you see the rainbow, God also sees it, and remembers his covenant that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. Let us rejoice that God is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, as Peter wrote in 2 Peter 3:9.